All right, so this was Wednesday, May the 18th. We just seen an exciting game here at Downsview Park with Waterloo coming to town, BVBIA Waterloo. And they came and were holding their own, and then the score got out of hand with North Toronto eventually pulling ahead 5-0. But I have head coach Jordan Brown here, and we'll get his. We'll start with his first his comments about tonight's game. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought for the first kind of 60 minutes, the guys did what we'd worked on yesterday at practice, especially defensively, and they were kind of frustrating the other team, which was good to see. We made a couple of sloppy errors, which, you know, we hold our hands up for. We're trying to play out at the wrong time, maybe, and we should have played a little bit more direct, but it is what it is. And then we kind of, you know, started to fall apart a little bit from there. Made, you know, compounded this bad decision with other bad decisions, trying to maybe chase after the game. So, like I say, first 60 minutes, the guys did really well, and that's kind of the positives we'll take from it, and we'll learn from the errors and improve for the next game.
Well, you won't play a better team.
No,
so
that's a good
far
team.
This year, this is the undefeated team.
Yeah.
I guess the last one that's still around.
Yeah.
That's the perfect record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you tell us something about Waterloo United, as I was reading in the schedule, has suddenly become this BV for Borussia Dortmund. Mm-hmm. And what is the arrangement? Scouting, training camps, coaching advice? What are they giving the team right now?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a few things that are going to come down the line. Obviously, it's very new right now.
Yes.
It's a very recent change. You know, we get support in terms of, you know, coach development, curriculums, game model documents, kind of things like that. So we get support to the coaches. There is pathways through the partnerships with the US-based academies to take some guys over to Dortmund. Obviously, it's... you know, it's a process to go through, and obviously you need to be a high level player to access that pathway. But there is a process in place to try and give people those opportunities. So it's like I say, it's very new. It's something we're excited about. We think there'll be lots of opportunities for players. We're hopefully to get some of the BVB coaches, some of the youth academy coaches over in the summer and run some camps and things like that for us. So it's very new but very exciting, and I think it gives a lot of opportunities for the kids in Waterloo.
Okay, nice. And talking about Waterloo, you came into the league in 2020, but the whole season was canceled because of COVID.
Yep.
2021, you folks didn't join the grand league. You played in the summer championship, bring some experience, I guess. But now you're in the league for the full league, the full season and that. So how's it? How's the community reacted to having a pro team in Waterloo?
It's been good so far. The home games have been pretty well attended, especially the home openers for the women's and the men's teams. I say it's something that's very new to the community. Like you said, the summer championship was kind of a very watered down
version. You can't really
very watered down version, so there was not much to promote. But I say this year has been going well so far in terms of the community involvement, and we hope it grows as we progress through the season.
Okay, so. I know you were admitted that you had only been in charge for about a month or so.
Mm.
And so the players are really a variety from youth teams.
Yeah.
It's been going since, I think, the 70s. Universities, different universities, especially Waterloo, because you play at the University of Waterloo. And tryouts.
Yeah.
But what caught my eye is looking at the roster that all but five guys were born this century.
Yeah.
So it's a very young team.
Yeah.
Something that builds in why.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of the league and the League One's plan and identity, right? Is to try and give the young guys the opportunities to get to the next level. So we appreciate the young guys we've got. We've got a few older heads that are helping the younger ones as well. It's given the league itself and the team is giving opportunities to the younger guys to try and learn and develop, and that's what we really want. So.
Yeah, and one of the few teams since TFC 3, I believe it was, that have twin brothers on the team. So how about that? It's been a long time. Elbin and Arbor Ostertag.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Okay, great. Now, what I've been asking all the coaches, even if you haven't been here long, is this. It's top heavy right now. I mean, 22 teams in a league doesn't usually happen anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 2 years combined standings. You're going to split into the 22 is going to split into the top 12 and then a lower 10.
Yeah.
And so I'd just like to say, how important is it for your team, the community, recruiting purposes, about surviving in that top 12?
Yeah, I mean, that's where everybody wants to be, right? You all want to be in the top division, and obviously that holds its own benefits in terms of recruiting and things like that, because it's going to attract the players that want to be in that top tier. So for us, that's a target. If we can get us into the top tier and be in there for that inaugural first season, I think it will be a major benefit for us in the community and the club. So.
All right, nice. And so that was a talk with Jordan Brown. He's now the head coach of this Waterloo team, and so we'll see how he progresses through this season. And so we'll say thank you for talking to me.